somebody's got to stand up for what's right. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
In a minute, we're going to let you know about this April Fool's Day prank that went way, way wrong. Before we get there, the Obama administration touting a tough response to illegal immigration say we've deported 2 million illegal immigrants. In fact, we've deported more than the Bush administration. Don't believe it. Here is why. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions.
Nearly 68,000 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been released. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, says the numbers don't tell the whole story, but critics accuse the White House of some fuzzy math. Listen.
In the past, if a person was apprehended at the border, they were deported right there by the Border Patrol officers. And it did not count really as a deportation. It was just a returning them across the border. And it didn't count in the numbers. So they started counting those events where they were apprehended right on the border and counted that as a deportation, making their numbers look better than they really are.
Again, this is just the aggressive intellectual dishonesty of the Obama administration. Well, what they're a deportation means, if someone has been living in the country illegally, particularly if they have misbehaved while they're here, you take the steps necessary to apprehend them, go through formal deportation process, and get them out of the country. But what the Obama administration, to try and make it look like they're really getting tough on illegal immigration, have been doing is they have been merging deportations, which are actually quite small in number in comparison with previous administrations, with border apprehensions, where they simply send someone, when they catch someone and send them back. They're calling that deportation. Previous administrations have not done that. And that's why their numbers look good. You want to hear their actual numbers? They're sickening. Here's what I'm talking about. Last year, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials reported 722,000 encounters with illegal or criminal immigrants, overwhelmingly illegal immigrants, and charges were filed against less than 195,000 of them. Quote, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement personnel, the vast gap between the number of encounters reported and the number of aliens put on the path to removal exists because officers are not permitted to file charges against aliens who do not fall into the administration's now narrowly defined criteria for enforcement. Regardless of the criminal charges or the circumstances in which the alien was identified. Here is what she is talking about. In 2013, 68,000 criminal aliens, most of them illegal immigrants who committed crimes while they were here, not counting drunk driving, just other crimes, 68,000 were released back into the streets rather than deported. That's more than one in three of all criminal aliens that Immigration and Customs Enforcement reported encountering. In San Antonio, they let 80% of them go. We're not talking about illegal immigrants they catch. We're talking about illegal immigrants with criminal records here in this country. So they are putting in some of them with dangerous criminal records. So that helps explain all this activism going on at the detention center in Pierce County and the successful attempt in King County to not cooperate with ICE officials with illegal immigrants in King County jail accused of committing crimes unless they were very serious crimes. They're merely aping the Obama administration's unstated policy, unstated publicly, but enforced among agents, that they will not deport illegal immigrants in this country unless they are convicted of serious crimes. And some of the crimes they include are violent crimes. Let's go to Drew, calling from SeaTac. Nice to have you on the John Carlson Show this morning. Go for it.
Morning, John. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I heard that the number of people being killed by illegal immigrants was greater than the number of people dying in Iraq. And I was like, really? And so I went to the INS website, and I found out that in like 2011 and 2012, over 1,000 people were being deported per year for homicide, and like 5,000 people were being deported for rape. Well, I just kept an eye on this website from the INS, the official numbers under the criminal removal statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, for 2013, the last one that was published,
right,
they don't list the individual crimes. Instead of having the words homicide and rape, which of course are a little bit inflammatory,
they've scrubbed the designations.
They scrubbed the designation. Now it's a class one. And, you know, well, class one, well, what's that?
I know. I thank you. I thank you for mentioning this. I've got even more numbers. And again, I just wanted to add a little more fuel to the fire on this previous story. And I don't know why this isn't more of an outrage in this country. But I was at a conference last week, and the conference had breakout sessions. It was Citizen University, Eric Liu's annual confab at the Seattle Center. And, you know, it runs left of center, so they want to have some people on the right who are there, and I'm one of them that they invited. And when I was there, one of the liberal people in the breakout session on illegal immigration, or excuse me, comprehensive immigration reform and what to do about it, said the Obama administration has deported more people than anyone else, and he was upset about it. And that is what the Obama administration is saying out loud, but that's not what they're doing. And, of course, that's not what they're saying to immigration activist groups. Since June of 2011, interior arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement are down 40%. They're down 40%. That's when the Obama administration said they were going to use more, quote, prosecutorial discretion, close quote. According to a report by the Center for Immigration Study, the Obama administration and anti-enforcement activist groups have tried to portray the number of departures as record-breaking, indicative of robust immigration enforcement. They've tried to support this claim, showing the number of departures credited to ICE is higher than ever before. However, an independent analysis of those records, obtained in a lawsuit, because they weren't being publicized, showed that ICE was able to achieve these record departures only because the agency was taking credit for removing a large number of individuals who were apprehended by the Border Patrol. Such cases made up a majority of their deportations. They had never been counted that way in previous administrations. So as I explained a minute ago, if you deport someone who's living here illegally, that's a deportation. But now the Obama administration says, well, if someone is deported who's living here illegally and someone is caught at the border and sent back, those are both the same thing, so we're going to call that two deportations. Previous administrations have never counted border apprehensions resulting in someone being sent back as deportation. That's how they got those phony numbers. In fact, again, as I pointed out, arrests have declined by 40%. Out of 722 potentially deportable illegal immigrants encountered, ICE charged only 25% of them. Most of them came to ICE's attention after incarceration for a local arrest. Again, only 25% of those were deported. We're not talking about people living in the shadows, doing the work that most Americans just won't do. We're talking about illegal immigrants in this country misbehaving, breaking our laws. 25% of those that they catch were deported. They estimate that more than 870,000 aliens on its docket at Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been ordered removed, but they're not. They're just remaining there. So even this is just to let you know, you think, well, at least there's common ground. I'm sure that liberals and conservatives can agree that if someone breaks the law in this country and is convicted of a crime, that person should be sent back, you know, over the border. No, liberals don't agree with that. Liberals disagree with that, and they have been undermining the deportation even of criminal aliens. So this administration, far from record numbers, that is a dishonest number. And in fact, when you drill down, they're not even getting rid of those people that they catch, that they have in their possession, who have committed crimes while here illegally.